we wanted to make sure that our plans were as competitive as possible in the exchange, but we also know that there are a lot of people who haven't had insurance or that either are underinsured or uninsured at this point. And so there is likely to be a decent amount of pent-up demand, per se, for services and health care. So, you know, we are a health insurance company that's founded on managed care. And so we believe that we need to take care of their care, either through disease management programs and things like that. So the bulk of all of our plans would actually be provider network driven, and they would have a managed care component so that that person has the ability to get to a case manager should they need services such as that.
What are you doing to market yourselves now that you're competing in these exchanges?
It keeps coming back to, it will make it much easier for a consumer to compare plans because there's equivalency there across plans, but it keeps coming back to, it's more than just price. And so it's our job to get that message out to explain, you know, we're a local plan. Our employees are all local and they're in your community. They go to your schools and churches and stores and things like that. And so it's important to us to serve this community with a plan for our community.
How does Health Alliance plan to address issues of mental health parity and where mental health treatment must be covered just like any other physical issue?
Well, I mean, obviously we're going to comply with the rules and the regulations. We have, in the state of Illinois, there's been some mandates around that benefit in the past, and we've chosen to cover it as all other services at that time anyway, even though we weren't necessarily required to because they had different mandates at different levels. So I think we would agree that it's very important, and we'll follow the rules and regulations, include that benefit in that package.
Are your plans in the exchange more restrictive than the plans you offer through companies or individuals outside the exchange?
Our provider networks are more restrictive. That is true. We want to make sure we're working with providers. And this isn't to say off exchange they're not, but we want to make sure that we're working with providers that are following the guidelines of care management, case management, you know, Medicaid and all the, managing the care and all those types of things. So there are differences in our provider network on exchange versus off. There's also differences in our pharmacy formulary on the public exchange versus off the exchange. And that really comes down to, you know, we've done this for years around Medicare. You're competing against what your product looks like and all of that. You certainly want to make sure that you're competitive, and you have to balance the benefits that you provide versus the premium that you're having to charge in order to offset that.
And what are you doing to reach out to even younger people who maybe don't even want health coverage?
You know, it's really trying to do the equation for them so that they understand what that, you know, major event while they're playing basketball or doing something like that, what that would cost them, you know, when they're trying to offset that. So it is not always easy. Usually when they're younger, the parents are the ones that are more concerned with getting them covered. And obviously part of the health care reform law allows for that child, you know, that person to be on their parents' plan up until age 26. So that certainly helps. But, you know, you have to tailor your benefits and your messaging to people in that young and invincible category that, you know, all health plans are probably trying to target to make sure that they're buying the insurance and trying to explain, get across to them the, you know, the financial equation of what happens when you actually have, heaven forbid, a car accident or a, you know, you hurt your leg or break your leg when you're playing on the basketball court or something like that.